Hi there, this is Erin Nicole, and you're listening to the Move Happy Movement podcast. On this show, I interview people from all over the world. Sometimes I do spirit-led sermons from the divine. In our household, we worship the Holy Trinity, Father of all of us, His Son, Jesus Christ, who died and rose again on the third day to allow us to connect directly to the Father anytime we need or desire to. And the Holy Spirit, of course. Some people call the Holy Ghost. I believe it's the same thing. I'm still learning. I was called into ministry in 2020 from the Father of all of us. And I think I'm the least likely to be called into ministry, but I'm obedient. And I keep on being obedient. I keep on plugging in and spending time with Him and learning how to trust in Him to lead my life in every aspect. And sometimes I share music with you that I create because that's how He designed me, to bring me joy. And I've heard from thousands of people that it brings them joy as well to hear me sing. And I'm not everybody's cup of tea, right? Music is a creative thing. It means it puts you in a vulnerable position to share your art with people. Not everybody's gonna like you or your style, right? And that's all right. When you're confident in what you bring to the marketplace, you will attract your tribe in His appointed time. And my tribe are veterans and first responders. Those are the people that are most sensitive to suicidal ideations and are most susceptible. They're 10 times more likely than average Americans, according to the White Paper research. Pretty much in all categories to complete the deed, and they are the least supported. Sure, they have mental health people, right, that are on their teams that are salary paid, but they have an agenda, and there's still that stigma. I've dealt with it for the last 3 years, 18,250 men and 5 ladies involved in trying on purpose to damage my reputation, to block me from helping you, because I am the global mental health ambassador responsible of 1.56 billion people. And today's sermon topic is called Hold Your Horses. So I wanted to update you on a few things, and whatever comes out is from the Holy Spirit. I didn't pre-plan it. This morning, I was so angry. I just was praying and I was releasing my frustrations to the Lord. He desires for us to come authentically to Him. He's not going to solve our problems. This is what Minister Joyce Meyer said on a sermon I was listening to, I think yesterday. She said, He's not going to solve it right when you're angry. You have to release the anger to Him and allow Him to replace the anger with His peace that passes all understanding. And I said, Father, I don't know how to get rid of it, but You do. I've been royally taken advantage of in this stupid contest for the last 3 years. That's why I'm calling it stupid, because I've gotten to the level of frustration of no return. They've taken everything from me, anything that remotely brought me joy. Anytime they want to listen in on my phone calls, my prayers, there is no privacy in America. There is no privacy when it comes to spyware technologies. There is no respect of women, of Christian women, of vulnerable women. That's what I've experienced. There is no protection of women with diagnosed depression in America. That's what I've experienced for you. Hold your horses. On a previous sermon, I shared with you that I was certain Sergeant Fortner was involved in the Blackwater Group, and he confirmed it this morning. He gave me great advice, and I think I placed him in an authentic space of concern, because I told him directly that I know someone, after he came to my house with Officer Williams, someone snipped my taillights so that I would get pulled over, because there was a warrant out for my arrest. I said, you don't think Sergeant Williams was involved, do you? He goes, no way, he's way too new. So that told me that he has been in long enough that he could be involved. I told him 3 of my associations were killed already since 2020. I said, I don't desire for anybody else to be killed. I said, I am very concerned that as soon as I move out, my landlord will be killed. I said, that will be real bad because her son is in the Outlaws group, and I've already warned her to let her son know to get his boys to protect her. Even though we're not supposed to have any weapons on the premises because that's his address on file, even though he's not living there right now because he's in school in Georgia for crane school he got approved for. I said, that will be real bad if they kill a mother of an outlaw. He goes, yeah, that doesn't sound good at all. So I let him know whatever the Holy Spirit told me to let him know. And he said, you've got a lot going on. I said, yeah, that ain't the whole thing. That's just the last couple months. I said, I am being beyond cyberbullied. And I told him that my Catholic social services worker, that her work phone got destroyed after she helped me. I said, anyone that helps me, they either buy out or they have killed. And his eyes got real wide. So hold your horses. We'll see what happens next. The Lord told me to not cry for anyone involved in abducting children. The Lord told me not to cry for any of them. And I told him that. He said, yeah, you shouldn't cry for people that are breaking laws. He gave me great advice not to hire lawyers. Because what they didn't tell me was in order to get things expunged, I'd have to admit guilt of something that I didn't do. I said, how is it legal that she got me arrested when she owes me over $11,000? Isn't that a felony? And he's like, yeah, you're right. I said, how is that legal? What she's done? He's like, I don't know what to tell you. I said, well, it's already done. I've already had to pay $260 to bail myself out of jail. Emergency money that my mother sent me to pay my bills to be a responsible citizen while I'm dealing with insurance companies that aren't paying out for a car accident I was in on July 8th. Things aren't adding up. He's like, yeah, they aren't. I said, hate to be anyone that's accepted payment, because as soon as they have no use for these people anymore, they just kill them. His eyes got real wide. He's like, it sounds like you got a lot going on. I can, if it would help, I could get extra patrols by your address. I said, yeah, that would help. Only I already know the man that came to my house in 2020, the president of the defunded Blackwater alumni group, told me way too much information. He had loose lips, and he told me that President Biden's team has access to using sheriffs all over the nation. So if you send sheriffs, I don't know who I can trust. I need you to make sure you trust these people. He's like, yeah, that's, wow. That's a lot of information right there. I was like, yeah. High level stress. I've been under for 3 years. Hold your horses, baby. I can't wait. We only got 50 days left. I told him if I'm killed, the truth will be revealed. All the evidence will be revealed. Biden's team, 100%, will all be killed for treason. If I don't win this contest, if I'm not reunited to my husband, I give zero shits about you and your family because you haven't cared about mine. If you're not helping me, move out of my way. Nobody harms my family. Mafia means family. That was an episode that the Holy Spirit revealed to me a couple sermons ago. I don't really know why he told me to say that. And I don't really know why he told me to say that just now. But all I know is that you can't trust nobody. And the laws are allowed to be broken if you have a bunch of money in America. Laws are supposed to protect the vulnerable populations. I am a vulnerable population, and I have done everything to be loving and kind for veterans and first responders, and they have raped me royally. And my husband, they tried to kill us both last year. I can't wait to be reunited to him. I have zero concerns if anybody dies, because that's what the Lord told me, to not cry over these people that are involved in abducting children. I told him exactly what my previous boss was doing, neglecting her children, abusing her children. He said, yeah, that sounds like red flags to me. I said, yeah, so how can I get arrested when I presented information to a parent that's supposed to protect her children? And I asked her in text message to allow me to be scheduled an appointment to speak to the guardian ad litem. My job is to keep the girls safe. She hired me and she never fired me. So how could I get arrested for harassment if she just stopped communicating to me? I said she's a coward and she got her husband kicked out of the military by telling lies. I told him, I said she Rihanna Chris Brown him, if you know what I'm saying, and he started laughing. He knew exactly what I meant. I ain't no dummy. I was raised in the hood. You watch your back. Getting me arrested for being a Christian in America. What is the wrong? What is wrong with America? I can't wait for Biden to go to prison. Or worse. I can't wait. I ain't got no mercy left for that man. He's straight up satanic child abductor. 100%. 100%. Hold your horses, baby. All right, Father, what else do you want me to share with them? He says, what is it? All right, he says, Jeremiah 17:3. I don't know what Jeremiah 17:3 is, but y'all can look it up. What's that, Father? He says, for me to look it up. All right, let me speak into my phone. Wa-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. What does Jeremiah 17:3 say in the Bible? ? Oh, my mountain in the countryside, I will give over your wealth and all your treasures as plunder because of the sin of your high places within all your borders. Oh, perfect verse, Lord. That's the Holy Spirit working through me. I had no idea what the verse was saying. All the plunders, all the riches you've stolen from the poor and are profiting off the abductions of children, you're all gonna get caught. I love it. Woo, I love you, Father. Yeah. That's why he continues, I believe. Why he continues to give me ideas for new therapies, new music, because he knows my heart and he loves my heart. He continues to tell me that. And I can't wait to be generous to the poor, because that's what Jesus told us to do. I don't have any mercy for anyone that is abusing children, that is sexualizing children, forcing children into sex slavery, or women. I was forced to perform a sexual act in 2020 to get protections from President Biden's top guy. After the non-emergency 911 call requesting mental health services for a person that was planning and started acting out the plan of killing his own mother, that phone call was erased. I don't have any mercy for anybody that's tried to damage my reputation in the last 3 years. And the Lord didn't tell me to, so I'm not gonna. My previous employer will be imprisoned if she hasn't already been, and I believe she already is after the phone calls I've made. And all the spies that look in on my tech, because they are family protectors, my night watchers. They do not stand for any abuse of any vulnerable people. Children, elderly, disabled, none of that. That's unacceptable. And if you are allowing for any of that to happen, you have a spirit of division within you. And you are no better than Hitler. Yeah, you think about that. Hold your horses, baby. 50 days till I'm reunited to my husband. I can't wait. I can't wait for the meeting to take place. I can't wait. anybody that trips up, breaks laws, abuses their power and authority, disrespecting me, will get caught. Will be reported. What's that, Father? He says, talk about the Facebook group. There was a Facebook group I was added to remotely last year. I don't remember what month. A Barb Johnson was supposedly the host of it. Every single day, at least 6 times a day, she would change her photo. Not a real person. I tried to remove myself from the group. It is CCP that is hacked in through Facebook from China illegally. They don't even allow their own citizens to be on Facebook. They don't even allow that website at all unless they've changed the laws in the last few years since my friend was a missionary over there. I tried to remove myself from the group multiple times and they keep remotely adding me back in. It is called Bless First Responders. I believe they are trying on purpose to get first responders to join it by having me be an administrator, even though I have tried to remove myself. So I posted yesterday in the group, I said, I'm very concerned about this group. I said, I'm not an administrator. I've tried to remove myself multiple times and they keep remotely adding me back in. I said, I believe the administrator of this, the owner or creator of this group, Barb Johnson, is AI from the CCP of China, trying to get people arrested in the January 6th nonsense. I reported it to the cybercrime FBI website today. That last name is the same last name. Very coincidental. To a person that forced me to perform sexual acts for protections, forced me into a prostitution act, abused his power as a veteran and a first responder. I know he's killed a lot of people and I don't give a fuck because he sent me on purpose to President Trump's top security man and used me as an informant without my permission and he didn't pay me. He raped me. Raped my bank account for 3 years because he signed a contract with the Illuminati. 100 generations of his family line will be completely obliterated off the face of the earth if he doesn't set up that meeting October 17th and apologize to me, my husband, in front of my mother. Apologize to my mother for hacking into my dead father's pension account. Fuck that man. What's that, Father? He says he's married to a head IT director that was forced to retire after she helped me connect to an Ivy League head of a department of psychology. Yeah. Yeah, he cheated on his wife with me by forcing me to perform a sexual act. And he took my friend from college to Mexico and left her there. Couple months after forcing me to do that. Yeah, this man, no good. If he don't apologize, I got no mercy for him. If he don't set up that meeting, he don't deserve the title of president of defunded Blackwater. He got paid over 800 acres to ruin my reputation in public, and he failed in Nashville, Tennessee in April of 2021 after I provided a free concert series. Started it, launched my nonprofit ministry. They way underpaid him. Way underpaid him. And I've already told him if he doesn't set up the meeting that 100 generations of his family line will be completely obliterated off the face of the earth. When we sign contracts, he's going to sign with his legal name. Because I know the name he presents to the public is not his legal name. The Holy Spirit revealed to me his legal name. He's going to sign his contract of accountability. He's never going to disrespect his wife ever again. Till death do you part. There are oaths you sign if you're a first responder and a veteran in America. Quit damaging those categories. For all of us, if you are in a leadership position, you are responsible for maintaining the integrity of the organization. President Clinton, shame on you for accepting payment from the CCP to have me killed. I'm willing to forgive you, but you're not going to be bothering me anymore. 50 days left till we meet, so you better get your shit together. Otherwise, I don't know, my husband, he could kill you in 17,000 ways. No weapons will be allowed in that meeting. Yeah, we'll see how confident you are when my husband's by my side. I can't wait to meet ya. And Hillary? I actually am really excited to meet Hillary. She's a loyal lady. Yeah. No more disrespecting your wife. If you're cheating on your wife, nasty. You are nasty. She deserves way better than that. All women do. Wow. This feels great letting this out. Anything else, Father? Hold your horses. Bet you didn't know you could be a minister and say the F-bomb. Yeah. The Lord loves us all. And He's asked me to not curse. I'm working on it. I'm real angry today. Not the whole day. But I'm so sick and tired of all these people that are raping my bank account and damaging my credit, blocking me from moving out of my house, blocking me from paying bills on time, and they're getting away with it. Yeah, they ain't gonna get away with it much longer, though. I can't wait. 50 days. I told Sergeant Fortner that I'm a multi-trillion dollar asset. I told him that. I said they royally messed with the wrong lady. He won't be messing with me anymore. If he was involved in any of the messing of my vehicle, he won't be messing with me anymore. Because my night watchers, they listened to that whole conversation. If he does, he'd be real stupid to do that. I don't think he will. I don't think he'll mess with me any further. I can't wait to see my husband. All right, if you desire to have a personal relationship with the Father, where you can reach out to Him day or night, in good times or in difficult times, in crazy times or in joyful times, all the time, right? He is good all the time, no matter what we're going through. You can have a personal relationship with Him where He will keep your mind sound no matter how many people come after you. Hopefully nobody comes after you. I've got this big global assignment that the Lord assigned me to. So I expect that a lot of people are jealous, and a lot of people that have a lot of money have paid to not have me win this contest. But when the Lord assigns you something, nobody can steal it from you. So if you haven't yet made a full commitment to the Heavenly Father, go ahead and repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this gift of salvation. I know I can't earn it or buy it. You give it freely to those who believe in you and your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, I ask you to come into my heart and never leave my side. Convict me when I make mistakes. Show me how to live a better life every day, Father, so I can stay close to you. Thank you. Thank you for this gift. I pray this in your heavenly name. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we want to welcome you to the family. Your next steps are to get plugged in to a Bible-based church. You want to keep God first place. Any ask, Father? Really? Okay, he said yes. If this show has added any value to you, go check out your local, what are they called? I'm not sure what they're called, where you can actually ride on a horse and or volunteer to feed horses and brush their hair and whatnot. He said, if this episode particularly has added any value to you, it's called Hold Your Horses. I think he's being funny this morning. I like it. There are plenty of places, even in non-country states, right? I grew up actually in the suburbs in a real rough, high crime area, high gang activity area. But my neighbor across the street moved there before they changed all the laws. She was from Louisiana, I think. She was from somewhere in the South. And she brought the country up to us. So I got to be around horses and chickens and cows growing up and whatnot, and learned how to feed the animals and whatnot. And horses are great therapy, especially if you have autism or if you have children with autism. There's something about being around a horse, feeding a horse, right? Flat palm, you want to put the carrot in your hand, flat fingers, don't bend your fingers up because the horse might bite your fingers off. Riding on a horse, make sure you're not too heavy for the horse, right? Because they got spines just like we do, but you know, they stand on their four legs and whatnot. It's very therapeutic to ride on a horse. So if you feel so inclined and you haven't done it before, or maybe if it's been a while, go look one up. Take your kids, especially if your children have autism. It can be a great therapy experience for them. All right. Love you guys so much. Anything else, Father? He said, nope, that's it. All right. Don't forget to tell someone you love them today. And we'll see you next time.